The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news medias don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemy of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 21st day of October, which is Friday, 2022, right? Yep. All right, folks, tonight, and this is the last night of Pledge Week. We've got less than 2 hours. Less than 2 hours. We've got to finish strong tonight. We really do. And back there in the boiler room, we have the boiler room is full tonight. In that boiler room, you've got the regular. You've got Randy. You've got Eric. And tonight we got Ron, Barb, and Christine all out there. And we're going to throw Lisa in there in a few minutes. Now, tonight, folks, tonight we're desperate. So we lock them in. There's no bathroom breaks. No bathroom breaks until we get at least one half, okay, of our pledge tonight. I'll let you know so they get locked in. And so think about this. Think about if you were them, if three women in there with no bathroom breaks. And who do we have to enforce it? We got the enforcer himself. The guy with the dials and the smiles, none other than Courageous Craig.
Good evening, everybody.
And way out yonder in Houston, Texas. Well, there he's got a 10-gallon hat. And he's kind of like John Wayne in a way. None other than the chaplain, John McTernan.
Well, hello, Pastor Ernie. Thank you for the nice introduction, and God bless you and all our listeners.
Well, thank you very much. John, we have to finish strong tonight. We really do. Okay. And so, little Lisa's been wanting to say hello.
Good evening, everyone.
Oh, there you go. Now, get back there. Go on. No bathroom breaks, okay, until we got to get our pledge. One half. All right, there you go. All right, John. We have a lot tonight. Lightning rounds tonight. This is the last night that we have before we want to raise money for another whole month of bringing what the opposition does not want us to bring to the people out there, huh?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie. They want everything shut down in silence so they can operate their crimes, and actually it's the better definition would be sin with no opposition.
Well, you know, to show you, the Bible talks about the last days, perilous times. These are the perilous times, and you know, not only is the deep state coming and the anti-Christian movement, but John, the Pope Francis has appointed a pro-abortion atheist, anti-capitalist economist and climate alarmist as a full member of the Pontifical Academy for Life. Did you know that?
That's like appointing a Nazi to a Jewish synagogue.
Right. What does that tell you about the Pope?
Oh, Pastor Ernie, he's been compromised since about day one. I called him the Catholic Obama.
Yeah, that would be, yeah, I can see that. All right, folks, and you've seen that what they've done, they've subpoenaed Donald, president, the legitimate president, the actual legitimate president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. They have put a subpoena on him. I think he, it's what, January, I think he has to appear. But I think he wants to appear. I think he wants to go in there and just...
Well, he'll have a battle because his attorneys will tell him, I guess, to maybe to appear, but to plead the Fifth Amendment.
They probably will, but I know Donald Trump, he wants to unload on him.
Well, that would be the best thing. I mean, for him to come with evidence and to show the fraud and things like that, that would be the best thing to do.
Yeah, because, you know, they'll try to shut him down. They'll try to shut him down. But the more they do that, they're pushing, you know, they're pushing hard. Joe Obama's pushing for a civil war. They really are pushing hard for a civil war. And if it comes, it's not going to be because we wanted it. It's not because we started it. But we're going to, if it does come, our people are going to have to finish it, shouldn't we?
We certainly are, Pastor Ernie, because there's no good thing on the other side of whatever they do if we don't win. I mean, these are, I don't even use the word evil for them. I call them murderous psychopaths.
They're wicked. The Bible says when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked are in authority, the people mourn, huh?
Oh, yeah. You can see that.
Not too many happy people out there today, are there?
Well, it's getting to be less and less, Pastor Ernie. It's sort of like the tide coming in. You know, people that are low in the tide start to drown, and then it comes in, and more people start drowning. And that's what they're doing to us. It's a slow, like, drowning.
You know, yeah, did you know? But one of the things, I wanted to say this here, and even dedicate this radio program tonight to those patriots out there, those Christian patriots. Let me see. Okay, what's going on here? Isn't the computer working tonight? All right. Oh, I see. Last night when we went off the air, I didn't get to mention we had Carla in Dallas donated $100. Joanne in New York donated $250. And Melanie in Michigan, $50. Marlene in Michigan. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But, you know, I wanted to also thank... all of those people, mostly probably 80% of the letters we get are from women, but they're encouraging. They're really encouraging out there, knowing that you know what we're doing here. We're reaching people, and they appreciate what we're doing. And it's really good to hear these encouraging letters from the folks out there. I just want to say God bless all of you for standing and fighting the fight. And John, we're going to pick up where we left off. The title of the message this week was, It Is What It Is, or Is It? And we're going to finish tonight, John, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. That's 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. So would you like to go there and read that?
13 through 17?
Uh-huh.
Okay. But ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing.
You're in the wrong place. That's 2 Thessalonians. Oh, I'm sorry, chapter 2. I said chapter 3. I meant chapter 2. It was 3 at the top of the page. Okay, but it's chapter 2, verses 13.
If you had an electric Bible like I do, you wouldn't have made a mistake like that.
Yeah, but then it might get wet in the rain and catch on fire. Like those.
Hey, did you see that? That's what's happening to those electric cars in Florida.
Yeah, I know.
The hurricane.
Yeah.
One caught in fire in a garage, I think, in the house, and burned it down.
Yeah. Well, I'm liable to hear that you were walking in the rain with your electric Bible and got hit by lightning.
Okay, but we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren. beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief in the truth. Wherefore, whereunto you, he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work.
Okay, so he says, but we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through the sanctification of the Spirit and the belief of the truth. So if we go over to Ephesians chapter 4 and we read, or chapter 1, verse 4, he says that before the foundations of the earth, God knew us, and we were sanctified before the foundations of the earth. So here, that, you know what that means, don't you, Joe, John? It means you and I are older than dirt. Yeah, but anyhow, so that's predestination. Do people often misunderstand predestination?
You know, Pastor Ernie, there's a whole doctrine and denominations built on it.
And so what is he talking about? I mean, does God say, well, all right, I'm going to send you to heaven, you to hell, you to heaven, and you to hell? Or is God a holy and a completely just God? Does he give everybody the opportunity? Is anyone denied the opportunity to receive him?
The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So the opportunity is there, Pastor Ernie, and that's where whosoever believes in him comes in.
So it says it's not God's will that any come short of the glory, huh?
Well, right. Yeah.
Well,
absolutely.
Well, then how do you justify predestination? Because it says right here that God chose us before the salvation, to salvation, before the foundations of the earth. So then how do you justify if God chose us? I mean, that means that we had nothing to do with the gain of our salvation. There was nothing that we could have done. But God, so what is that actually saying there? Because we know that salvation is a free gift. There was nothing we could do to earn it, not even a minute of it. So what is that actually saying, though?
Well, actually, Pastor Ernie, in John, it says, and this is the work of God, that we believe on him whom God has sent. So it's our belief, our faith in Jesus Christ is what triggers eternal life in us. We repent of sin and we confess Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. But the way I look at it, Pastor Ernie, God knows the end from the beginning. He knows the beginning from the end, and that he has... It works out with our free will. Intersects with his, if you want to call it, predestination, and that's where salvation comes.
All right. If you look at today, like the weather, do you ever see how they predict the weather, especially these hurricanes and that? So they have computer models. They use artificial intelligence, and these computer models will tell you pretty much a day ahead of time what the temperature is going to be in certain places, what's coming our way, this and that, and it's all set up on a computer model, what has happened, you know, previously what has always happened. So now when God knows, I mean, God knows those that are going to receive him and those that are going to reject him. He knows this long before we're ever born. And so when he tells you that he has chosen us, it's because, isn't it not like, let's just say that God has the ability to know how we would turn out, who we would be, again, you know, before we were ever born, before we were ever born, he has this ability. It's like watching an entire movie and then rewinding it and then watching it again, in a sense. So God knows history. Not only does he know history and time, but he owns it. It does. Time is what God says it is. Now, people say, well, how could that possibly be? Well, that's far beyond our ability to even begin, right, to try to comprehend that. Before I go any further, I got to do this. Phone lines are open, and we got to do some pledges. 888-281-1110. That's the line, too, with the credit cards. 888-281-1110. Do we get any pledges yet and tonight yet? I didn't see any here. Well, I got to go back and find out. Did he doesn't have us in. You don't have a start. We're up there on the computer for tonight. Okay. All right. I start with, all right, let me do this. I start over here with Linda and Kevin. They pledged 200. Thank you, Linda and Kevin. Kevin and Chardon pledges 100. And Giza in Cleveland pledges 50. Thank you. All right. And that is, the other number is 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673, folks. This is our last night. We got to finish strong. We really got to finish strong. Okay. So then God knows exactly how we're all going to turn out. And I mean, it's impossible for us to even begin to try to comprehend that, isn't it?
Well, that's what I said, Pastor. And he knows, Isaiah said, God knows the beginning from the end and the end from the beginning. And that plays into what we're talking about.
I mean, not only does he know, but isn't God really the beginning and the end? I mean, he's the Alpha and the Omega, isn't he? And so,
well, he's everything. Yeah. Nothing exists outside of God. You know, everything is, it's everything in the universe is from him.
So everything, the entire universe, you and I, everything that exists is sustained by God, is it not?
Correct. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, and you wonder, this is that is such an awesome statement, and you wonder, but it's almost impossible to even begin to try to comprehend how such a thing could be.
I'll give you a verse for that.
Yeah.
Hebrews 1:3. Who being in bright, speaking of Jesus Christ, who being in the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power. He's upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high.
All right. Then he says, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, in other words, when you heard the gospel of your salvation, now, it was predestined, those God who got sanctified, he knew it was going to be, but then the next step is we had to get the invitation, we had to hear the invitation. And that's when we heard the gospel of our salvation from a preacher, right?
Generally, someone had to get the gospel to us, Pastor Ernie.
Well, I mean, if it's a non-clergy person, if they're witnessing in the sense they're actually preaching, right?
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so that's the completion of that is when we hear the gospel of our salvation, okay, and then we receive Christ as our Savior. We make the profession of faith in Christ, right? And then he says, therefore, stand fast, behold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or by epistle. Now, God gives us three main missions, doesn't he? Three main missions. Mission one is the Great Commission. That's job one, mission one. That's Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. That's we preach the gospel in season. We witness to people, teach the gospel, and baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, right?
Yes, that's the heart of our faith, really.
So that's mission one. That's mission one of this radio ministry too, isn't it?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, because you know everything we're talking about here politically and all will pass away one day, but the eternal life in us will last forever. So that is the most important thing. There is to be lined up with God's word for eternal life.
Well. All right, John, we're $4,550 short of our goal for tonight. So $4,550 is what we need. If you would pledge that, then, you know, we wouldn't even have to go on with the pledge thing tonight.
It would be nice, Pastor Ernie, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be. All right. Let me go back to this. So here now, the number... So there's three missions God gives us. The one is the Great Commission. The second one is from Genesis to Revelation. From Genesis to Revelation, the Bible teaches that resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. There's one chapter in the Bible that sums that up. It's called the Heroes of the Faith. That's Hebrews chapter 11, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, that whole chapter really... There's a big, long list of, as you said, heroes of the faith, and that the action that they performed, that they're classified as a hero of the faith.
And if we look at starting when the days of Noah, with Noah and his family, and then we go to Shiphrah and Puah, the two midwives, they were government employees, actually. They worked for Pharaoh. They obeyed God rather than government. They obeyed God rather than the corrupt government. We take a look at Moses' mother and father. They obeyed God rather than the corrupt government. Then you look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and you look at Daniel and Jeremiah and Isaiah and Elijah. I mean, all the way through, they obeyed God rather than... remember what Peter told the Sanhedrin? When they asked, why didn't you obey our laws? And he told them what?
We ought to obey God rather than men.
And is that not what we do? We are to obey God rather than men, right?
Yeah, otherwise you end up just submitting to people like the Nazis and the communists and all these tyrants throughout history. We become part of their evil.
Well, I mean, aren't we now, right now, in a police state? They have, they're trying to outlaw saying certain things, telling us you're going to jail right now. They're arresting people. We just had Bill Dumphy on here yesterday. A good friend of mine, a pastor, was arrested for preaching that the election was stolen. The election was stolen. And so... He was on here last night, and I'm going to get him back on to find out and help him because he's got to raise funds for his defense. But all of the things they charged him with, you know, they've charged him with all kinds of things. The FBI came to his house, but in all fairness, he said that they were very professional. They came to his house. They didn't point guns in the faces of children like the Dirty 30 have done. But he said they were professional. They did their job, He could tell they didn't really want to be there, and they didn't disrespect his wife or anything. But the fact of it is all the things that they're charging him with, all these made-up charges, and we know where that's coming from the most dirty cop in all of government, and that's Merrick Garland. And so,
and his sidekick, Ray.
Yeah. And so,
Ernie, what was he doing? Or what was he saying? Where was he? And the reason for arresting him?
Well, he had preached a message like I preached. It's exactly like I preached on the stolen election, that the election was stolen. And then he went to January 6th. He went there, but he didn't see anything. He didn't, I mean, he was there. He just saw the crowds, and he saw, he saw the front, but never the back of the of Congress there. He wasn't one of the ones that stormed inside the building or anything like that. And so, but he was there. And I guess, you know, that he when he preached in his message that he was there, that's all they needed to know. And so they went after him.
With no evidence that he did anything to try and overthrow the government. Is that correct?
Right. You don't need any evidence. All you have to do is be there. Remember, this is the police state. We are in a police state right now. This is a police state. And so, in fact, I'm going to play a little clip, Lord's willing, at the top of the hour with Jim Jordan, and he's going after Merrick Garland. And praise the good Lord for Jim Jordan. We have a few congressmen and senators that have some mettle, have some guts, have some honor, have some integrity. And, you know, again, I just wish that more pastors, the pastors in this country, had the courage of Jim Jordan.
That's what's needed. I mean, what's happening to America is way beyond politics, Pastor Ernie.
You're telling me.
There's a spiritual element, and we must have revival. I mean, how can we have a political stability here when we have the hard left? I mean, everything they're doing. They're in the process of trying to destroy America. They're woke, and they want to destroy our children. They're doing everything they can to turn little kindergarten, first, second grade kids into confused little children about their sex.
Yeah, they got a new thing, John, called furries, but we'll tell you about that later. I want to say thank you to Andrea in Michigan, pledged 50. Ken in Missouri pledges 1,000. And Caroline in Illinois pledges 125. And Anonymous in Bronx pledges 100. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll be back right after this.
I had this crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they woke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, and the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America. But now it's all been changed, and when we gaze upon old glory, it's hard to fight back feelings of shame. We're fed up with lying politicians and greedy corporations who have sold us out time and again.
And we're sick and tired of sending our soldiers off to wars that we were never meant to win. We want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. Right, and our victory's on the way, and we won't give up the fight till we hear 200 million say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back, and we ain't taking any more flack. And we're madder than hell now, and we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not gonna take it anymore. We said we're not gonna take it anymore. That's right, we're not.
All right. Folks, I couldn't take it anymore. I broke down. I let them out. I let those women out so that they could use the ladies' room. There you go. Kind of makes me proud of myself doing that there, John. But anyhow, guess what? Two things. We want to say Giza from Cleveland pledged 150, not 50. It was 150. Thank you, Giza. But, John, there's a fellow, a lady, it's called, she has written a ministry. Her son, and I believe if I remember right, he was a former, if I remember right, and I may be wrong, but I think he was a former police officer and then a soldier first and then a police officer. But he got set up, and this was 15 years ago. He's been in prison. He got into a fight. He was attacked and this and that, but all the evidence is that he was set up. And so, finally, John, someone has come forward and said, look, they'll pay for the lawyer. Now, and so, his mother is asking, she wants you to pray that you would send them the right lawyer, would help them. And all the folks out there listening with you, it's very important for this mother to see her son while she's still alive. So, would you pray for I believe that his name is Randy's mother. I would pray for Randy to find a good lawyer to get out of prison.
Randy? Is that his name, Randy?
I believe it's Randy, yeah.
Okay. Father, we bring before you Randy in this situation. Lord, there are corrupt elements in the government on all levels that, for whatever reason, will use fraud to put people in jail and to long sentences, Lord. But we're asking now that you would help Randy get the right attorney and that the truth would come out. That's what we're asking for, the truth, Lord. We don't want anything made up. We don't want anything doctored or anything like that. We want the truth to come out and that the truth of this problem with Randy and what happened within the police, it'll come out and he will be set free. That's what we're asking for, the truth here to be applied to this situation, and with the truth he would be set free from jail. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. You know, John, years ago when I was a young fellow, when I first got into the prison ministry, I thought the bad guys were all in prison and the good guys put them there. But then after being in the prison ministry for a while and going to court, sitting in, I realized basically for the most part in this country today now, you have two sets of criminals, one in charge of the other. Our judicial system has been so corrupted with corrupt lawyers and that and judges And, you know, we've gotten around seven men off of death row that never should have been on death row. But, the evidence, once we got the evidence away from the prosecutors and that, and it came out, it proved that they were innocent. And or some of them, years later, people came forward and admitted that they had made false accusations. But today, and I hate to say it, but our judicial system, guilt or innocent means very little, okay? It's basically getting a victory. You know, if it's not good, it's bad. But those are the days. This is why the Bible says it's perilous times we're living in. And I can tell you this, there's been a lot of innocent men have been executed over the years, and most people have got no idea. They're clueless out there. Well,
Pastor Ernie, years back now, I don't know how many, I'm going to say 25, been around there, maybe 30. The Chicago Law School assigned their students to do investigations of everybody on death row in Illinois. Do you remember that, Pastor Ernie?
Yeah, I do. I do, yeah.
And I think eight were found to be not guilty, and they're on death row. And they followed leads that the police didn't do for whatever reason, and they took evidence and had it reexamined and all. And there were eight. Now, I mean, I can't think of anything worse than being innocent and on death row to be executed.
Yeah, I know, man. Some of my men that I was their pastor for years were innocent. We did stories on that. We brought it here on the air and showed how they were innocent. But, again, like I told you, in our judicial system, it's been so corrupted. It's guilt or innocence doesn't mean much at all. It's just getting a win. Today, if you have money.
Conversely, with the defense, they try and concoct the biggest lies they can to get someone who is guilty off.
Sure they will.
So the whole thing is just lies. It could be lies on one end and on both ends. Just lies, lies, and more lies.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. I was called in because of my history in the prison ministry, 45 years working in there. So I would be called in because I would have evidence of things, of cases and that because of the inmates. So, in fact, the Marilyn Shepard murder case with Sam Shepard and that, I was deposed. I was deposed for that murder, and I was as a witness because the men that were charged in that and Sam Shepard's cellmate, I was their pastor for years. I was their pastor. Richard Eberling, who was charged for that murder, I was his pastor. And because of that, I was brought in. I was deposed. And I was only 7 years old at the same age as Chip Shepard, the one who brought the lawsuit, for wrongful incarceration against his father for that killing. But anyhow, there's so much that you don't know, and again, so many innocent people in prison today. But again, that's the days we're living in. It's called perilous times. 888-281-1110, folks. These phones have not been ringing. I'm sitting here. I can tell when they're ringing because the board lights up, and then Randy comes in with a little note and he hands it over to Craig, and Craig puts it up on the board, right? Okay. And so 888-281, tell them, Craig, 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Jeez, I was nice enough to let the ladies out to go to the bathroom. So, folks, show me some gratitude by calling 888-281-1110. That's the line for the credit cards, too, or 888-677-9673. All right. You ready for lightning rounds? You ready for lightning rounds?
I sure am.
Okay. Okay, North Carolina School Board votes to forfeit all volleyball games against school with transgender player after a girl was injured. You know what I'm talking about, don't you?
Yeah, Pastor Ernie, I watched the video on that.
He really nailed her, didn't he?
Yeah, I couldn't tell the size difference and all that because the video wasn't that really good. But she was back away from the net, and the ball was on his side right by the net. And he jumped up and really slammed it down and hit her right on the forehead and knocked her out.
Do you think any of those women, the real women, the real women that were playing, any of them could have spiked the ball that hard?
I doubt it, Pastor Ernie. I mean, that was a real shot. In fact, I think the medical report said she has a severe concussion and neck injury as a result of it.
Yeah. You know, see, you and I, you know, we've known all along that men and women are different, huh?
Yeah, I have an advanced degree in biology, Pastor Ernie. That's how I found it out. And I taught you. I spent hours teaching you, right? Remember?
Yeah, yeah. And so, I mean, if you could take me right out there in the street and you'd say, point out a woman, I could point out a woman. And then you'd say, a man, I could tell the difference. And it wasn't just because I was registered as a Republican, okay? Right? I mean, if I had been registered a Democrat, could I have done that?
I don't. I think a lot of them you couldn't. You couldn't, and you couldn't dare. You can't dare call a him, and a she. I mean, you might get arrested for that, Pastor Ernie.
You know, what about common sense? Does common sense tell you that women are not made to be warriors? Does common sense? Here's what, if I were king, okay, you know, I would have women do things that women should do, just, and men do the type of things men would do. I would have, listen to this, only women could be mothers. Think about that. So if I were the king, that would be the law. Only women can be mothers, okay? Yeah, and only men could be fathers. Wouldn't that be a great thing?
Well, that sounds radical, Pastor Ernie, today.
All righty. But there are certain things.
Just adding to what you were saying, a couple years back, I don't know, three, 4 years back, these brain-dead, insane MMA fighters or promoters allowed a transgendered man to get in the ring with a woman. And he ended up busting her cheekbone, her jaw, her ribs, and a bunch of other things.
I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he busted her really bad, Pastor Ernie. That's criminal to me.
If I remember right, that they promoted this thing, and they had that woman out there saying, she will show you that there's no difference, that women can be every bit as powerful and strong as men, right? And that's the way they promoted that. Women are not as strong as men, John. This is a fact.
No, it didn't work out good, Pastor Ernie. I remember she got busted up really bad.
Yep. Anyhow, yeah, I would make it, if I were the king, I would make it that only women could have babies, okay? And things like that, you know, those type of things. Common sense. If I were king, I would not have women in combat at all. If they served, they would serve. Because, you see, we care more for our women. We don't think women should be treated that way. But then again, common sense out there today. You know, the Bible talks about feminism. It's the same as witchcraft. It's the same as witchcraft. And all of the insanity that we have out there today. I want you to think about this, because the people that we're up against, they don't know what a woman is, John. They don't. They want to turn boys into girls and girls into boys. They want to legalize pedophilia. They got a new name for it now. Minor?
Minor attracted.
Yeah. They want to put pornography in the textbooks. Boy, you saw what happened. Did you see what happened in Michigan the city council meeting or the school board meeting?
Yeah.
Deer porn. The Muslims come out. I just was watching that. The Muslims were not happy about the pornography in the textbooks. They want to put, and they have put, in both in Portland, in Oregon, and Washington, state of Washington, Tampax machines in the boys' bathrooms, John. Now today you have furries. In other words, in the public pool system, John, in the public pool system, they want to put litter boxes in the closets for little boys or girls to think they're puppies or kittens or something so they can go in there. Now think about this. You see, you start out, you know, with the feminist movement, trying to take away and destroy the differences between God's creation, right? God made men to be men, women to be women. There was nothing wrong with that, okay? That worked out great for thousands of years, didn't it? But now, now we've got this total reprobate society out there. I mean, it's the Democratic Communist Party has become totally mindless. It's mindless and reprobate, hasn't it?
It really is, Pastor Ernie. And the sad thing is, these reprobates in the schools are trying to turn little kindergarten, first, second grade on up kids into reprobates like them.
Yep.
They're using the school system to create, to turn the kids into reprobates.
Yeah, I know that. John, for 50 years on this radio program, we've been saying, if you love your children, get them out of the public schools. If you love your children, get them out. They're indoctrination centers. So for 50 years, we've been saying that. Now, here I have so many adults, you know, grandparents have come to me and say, we wish that we had listened to you, those that had sent their kids to the public school system. Now, they're adults, and because in many cases now, I've seen this happening now more and more, because the grandparents who are smarter, who've been around a while, and refuse to take the kill shot, you know, the jab that they call a vaccine, which is not a vaccine, some of these adult parents refuse to allow their parents, the grandparents, to see their grandchildren without taking the kill shot. And that is a terrible thing, isn't it?
Well, Pastor Ernie, I mean, in the beginning, all right. I mean, we saw through it right away, but there's no excuse now. There's no excuse for anybody that promotes these death shots. And the CDC just came out this week with a 15-0, they have a board there, 15-0 ruling that youngsters now, like birth, and to go to school, you have to have the death shot and I guess the boosters. Where the death for children is minuscule, Pastor Ernie. It's like more kids are dying from and having severe complications from the shots than any type of flu and they could get like COVID-19.
Right. Many more people are dying from the shot. Now, John, if you go all the way back to 2000, to March of 2000, and I believe it was 2019, 2018, when before the shots were given, before they were even given the shots, remember they were talking about the shots. So we looked into it, and we had Wendy Wilson here on the program, and Wendy was saying, look, all of the lab animals that they tested this stuff on, all of them, 100% of them died. And that this is an experimental, it hasn't been tested on humans, right? It has not been tested on humans. So by the giving the shout out to the masses is the test. And people are dying But the fake news media, NBC, ABC, CBS, they're told, play this down, because, look, all of the advertisers on your station, this message was brought to you by Pfizer. You see all of these commercials from all of these drugs, from all these drug companies. That's where the money's coming from. Play it down, play it down. So, you know what? You know, a couple million people die, so what? Play it down, the money's coming in, and that's why, you know, we're here trying to warn people. Now, I just read an article here. In fact, if I could find that again, where it talks about, guess what? Fewer people today have trust in the shots, and more people are rejecting and turning away from the vaccines. What about that? Can you believe it? After all of these people have died.
Yeah, Pastor Andy, but I believe it's shows like this one. There are sources out there that are getting the truth out. But if it wasn't for, like, your show, the people really wouldn't know. It's all lies. It's all pure propaganda, lies. But the antidote for the lies is the truth, and you've been getting it out. And that's why it's needed to support this ministry, because the things you say, Pastor Ernie, you really can't have, advertisers.
Because they'd go after our advertisers.
Right.
Gain of function. Listen to this. You know, we talked about this some yesterday. Here's an update. Fauci's agency ended Echo Health, or funded Echo Health, $1 million grant to help create a new 80% kill. 80% kill rate COVID strain in violation of U.S. law. That's gain of function that he's talking about here. Boston University, newly developed coronavirus strain with an alleged 80% kill rate would not have been possible were it not for the grant awarded by Tony Fauci to Echo Health Alliance. As the scandal continues to unfold, we learned that the National Institutes of Health and the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, the latter of which had been controlled by Fauci for decades, sent American taxpayer dollars to Boston University to develop a deadly strain, a highly deadly strain of the Chinese virus capable of killing 8 out of 10 subjects who catch it. It's like they're totally lawless, aren't they?
Why develop that, Pastor Ernie? And they're saying this like 2 weeks, 3 weeks before the election. And it makes me wonder, I guess they don't have enough time to turn this thing loose and start another pandemic stampede and everything taking over. But why? Why would you develop something so deadly as this?
Well, again, if somehow it escaped from the laboratory by some mistake, right, and all of a sudden started killing more and more people, it's because that is the goal. We've done program after program. You know, the World Depopulation Center, that's their goal, is to depopulation. Of course, that would have to make sure there was no election in 2024. They would have to be, everyone would have to go into shelter in place. We're coming up to a break. When we come back from the break, got some interesting clip. We'll be right back.
One more. Okay.
Fight the fire.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.